We're going to pray for you and your health after the word today, because I want you to hear the word first today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. But before that, I want to show you what you've been doing. So let that beautiful footage roll.
Hello, Pastor Roxanne and Victory Church of Highland Lakes. Thank you again for partnering with us as we take God's Word to the world through global church planting. So much has been happening that we want you to know, so here's a video update to share how your giving is making an impact.
Approximately 8.2 billion people live on this earth, many of whom face daily challenges related to housing, food, healthcare, violence, and lack of basic living necessities. One of the quickest ways to fill these needs is to provide a church within these communities. Church can fill natural needs and then position that community to meet Jesus, the author of eternal hope. In late 2022, Mac and Lynn Hammond set out to fulfill this commandment by planting churches across the globe. With your support, we are bringing the gospel to people who may have never heard it, establishing safe places for communities to meet, getting children and youth off the streets and away from drugs and trafficking, and providing many with food and needed clothing. By early 2025, we'll have planted nearly 25 churches around the world. Here's a look at the churches you've helped make possible. In the Dominican Republic, we have built 4 churches, bringing God's love, light, and safety to communities that desperately need the gospel. We also help support 4 additional churches there and hope to soon start construction for several more. In Bogota, Colombia, we purchased land with a building on it that had to be demolished. Construction on the new building recently finished, and we were able to officially dedicate the church this August. Amidst political oppression, our church plant in Venezuela is extending hope to over 200 people each week, providing much-needed food, clothing, and medical services to people in need. In Guatemala, we've partnered with Pastor Carlos to turn outreaches to the community into a church family that focuses on humanitarian assistance to over 1,200 women and children and weekly church services extending God's love. Our partnership with Pastors Bradley and Amy in Ireland provides them with the financial support needed to hold weekly services, reaching a city that desperately needs the gospel. Even though the Republic of Ireland has a population of less than 1% evangelical Christians, in our church plant's first year, they have grown to around 70 people. Construction is nearly complete at our church plant in El Salvador. Pastors Tony and Gabriella have had church services on the property during construction and numerous food and clothing outreaches for the local community. When they first began, the children barely smiled. Now they interact with each other, and you can see the difference in their smiling faces. Our global church plant initiative is now reaching Africa. Thanks to the generous financial support of our church family and ministry partners, construction is progressing and nearly complete on 3 of 4 churches in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The congregations are so excited to have new places to worship, gather, and experience God's presence together. In Ethiopia, we are helping to rebuild 6 churches that had been destroyed or severely damaged in the country's civil war, which ended in November 2022. These new church plants will have concrete floors instead of dirt floors, and cinder block walls and tin roofs instead of grass huts and thatched roofs. The foundation and walls are already up at the first 2 locations. The local congregations will soon be able to gather again in much safer, larger, and vibrant new churches. Construction is also well underway on our first church plant in Uruguay. Pastor Walter and his wife currently pastor 2 home churches. With your support, they will quickly be able to move into their new building and reach a community that needs Jesus. In Puebla, Mexico, we have purchased land for a new church plant in partnership with our Living Word Iglesia Espanol congregation, The people are so hungry for the Word of God and are excited for their new church to be built as the funds become available. Each one of these churches represents a family of believers who is striving to reach their community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you to all who have given to this vision. In 2025, our goal is to expand further into Africa and Latin America. Your generosity has paved the way for us to quickly increase the kingdom of God around the globe. With your continued support, Pastors Mac and Lynn Hammond's vision of establishing over 50 global churches in 5 years is within reach. Thank you for partnering with us to take God's word to the world.
Hello, Pastor Roxanne and Victory Church of Highland Lakes.
So, just how many of you have any of you ever been to any of those countries? Where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been? All over. No. Every country? Wow. Who else? Where have you been? Where have you been? Okay. Where have you been? Mexico. We've been to Mexico. Well, guess what? You've all been to every country right there. Because King David set up a covenant in the Old Testament that said if you were the sender or the goer, you get the same reward. Amen. So you're planting those churches. And we're so grateful. Isn't it wonderful to get to see it? Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go over to 2 Corinthians 9:6. Praise the Lord. How many of you are here today? Thinking about being right here, right now, in this moment. What a good prophetic word that was. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ready to go to the next level in every way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Praise the Lord. But this I say, he which soweth, can turn me down just a little bit. He which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. In other words, you do this because you and God are working this out, not because someone's begging you to give or whatever. You do what God is calling you to give. Right. Now, here's the next verse, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, just read the truth. This is written by the Apostle Paul. The Holy Ghost prompted him to write this. This is in the scripture. It says, if you give sparingly or not much, then fine, you'll reap not much. That's your choice. So don't blame it on God or anybody else. If you give bountifully, generously, and plenteously, you get back what you give multiplied. You'll get back plenteous. Amen. That's just the way of the kingdom. That's the way the kingdom works. It's always going to be your choice. God is going to beckon you. He's going to ask you. He's going to give you a desire or prompt you to give, but it's going to be your choice. And then it said, God is able to make every blessing of yours overflow for you. Mm. See overflow? See that? So that in every situation you will always have all you need and then all you need for the good works. Amen. So it doesn't mean you're giving away your bread money. It means you have enough for both. Right. Amen. Say overflow. Overflow. Say overflow. Overflow. Look at somebody and say, I'm in the overflow. So if you don't give much, then you won't receive much. But 7 and 8 tell a different story here. If you're generous, you get something back. Now, look at this word. because we're interested here in this, what this really means to us. So I'm going to show you something in the Old Testament. This is Exodus 36:7. It's in this scripture, let me tell you where they are in context. They're putting the tabernacle together. So they're raising funds for the tabernacle. Okay? And so the people showed up and they're giving and giving and giving, and they're so excited because they're going to have a place to worship God. Just like those people we just saw on the screen, they're going to have a place to worship God. Yeah. Let us be grateful that we have a debt-free place to worship God. Amen. And it's doing us just fine. Amen. There's more coming, but this is good. Now, but it said there, they gave until this was said. Now, this is what's going to be said. This is verse 7, 36:7, Exodus 36:7. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. Too much. Say too much. Say too much. Say overflow. Say too much. See, it's time for too much. It's time for too much. Time for you to have too much. Some of you probably remember some years ago, Brother Keith Moore used to preach on this, and they would go into the little children's church, and the little kids in there would be saying, too much milk, too many toys. They were making their confession. And so that's what we ought to be confessing today. God is the God of too much. That's too much. That's good. That's too much. That's what we need to be saying. This is too much. This is so much I have enough to give away. This is so much I can do this for someone. This is so much I can take someone somewhere. This is so much I can send. This is so much that it's too much. God is the God of too much. Say too much. Look at somebody and say, I have too much. Look at somebody and say, it's time for too much. Now, you know, there have been times here when we were going to send finances to Aliyah, some of you say. Y'all know what that is. We brought Jews home. Y'all remember that? And then there was a time, of course, we just saw. We've been giving. Now, we've constantly given to this. We haven't stopped. Pastor Deb writes a check every month to Hammond's ministry, and we're continually sending. But the first time we sent, you guys just went too much. We were just going to send a few thousand, and we sent a lot of thousands, okay? So can I tell you, you've already sown into the too much. More than those two times, we've done it several times where we all just went, man, we got to get in on this, and we all jumped in on it. We all did, probably Aliyah, two or three times we did that. Are you with me? So you've sown into the too much. We've sowed above and beyond. Amen. And so what comes back to you? Too much. Too much. Because whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, according to Galatians 6. Amen. So too much. Reap too much. See, you need to claim that. That's your harvest. The abounding blessings of too much belong to you. Well, you know, all I need is enough for me. Well, you selfish thing, you. There's a whole world out there that needs to get saved. Right. You need to have too much. You need to have more than enough. Yep. It's not just about spending it on you. It's about spending it on everything that God needs to do. Right. And so if you have an abundance, you can have more than enough to do what you need to do. And sometimes God will call on you to give because he knows what's going to happen in your future. And see, your seed then becomes your employee. Yeah. It goes out there and goes to work. Mm-hmm. And so when you do give, expect a return. This is not just something a prosperity preacher made up. This is what the scripture says. Expect a return so that you can go and do what you need to do. You can get what you need to get. How many of y'all appreciated that the words were up there right today? That's because we were able to buy the right computer that works right with ProPresenter. Amen? And it is I'm my father's child. I like the best. And so we got the best.
Yes.
And the guy in the store said, we don't sell that many of those, but we got the top Mac that existed, that we know exists. And so praise the Lord. It'll run everything. But we're able to do that when we have the finances to do it. And they're still coming in for that thing, but we already got it. But the people are still giving to it. So God is a net breaking, ship sinking, cup overflowing, too much excessive God. Did you hear me? That's who God is. He's a net breaking, a ship sinking, cup overflowing, too much excessive God. Amen. I hope you've seen that in your life. If you haven't seen it, it's time to see it now. It's time for things to, can I just say it in Texas form? Cut loose. It's time for it to just cut loose, start happening to you. It's time for you to start seeing favor. It's time for you to see extra funds. It's time for you to have an extra client. It's time for you to have a big fish.
Yeah.
It's time for you to have a net. Amen. You know what a big fish is? A client that stays with you and pays out. Praise the Lord. That's when you sell a $30 million house. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. God is good. There's nothing wrong with that, church. Don't let anyone talk you out of what God wants you to have. But this is the key now. God wants you to have too much, but what's the key? The key is not, well, who's going to bless me? That's not the key. And who's going to pray over me? That's not the key. And it's not how hard you work either. Now, work is good. You need work. It defines you. But so what is the key? Here's the key. I do exactly what he tells me to do. That's the only key. That's the only key. I just do what he tells me to do. In other words, you'll have to listen. You have to listen at offering time. I was sitting up in the Eagle Mountain Church, and they were receiving an offering for the ministers' conference. And so they were, who was it who got up there?
Andrew Womack.
Andrew Womack got up there, and they don't even receive an offering, okay? They don't receive an offering for these. They give to us. It's for us. All these wonderful preachers preach this. But Andrew felt like that we needed to do something for the Copelands. Yeah. And so he gets up there and he asks for something. And he just said this, and he wasn't this. Everybody in here needs to give $1,000. If you will get, he wasn't doing that. He said, you know, I just feel in my heart, I could see if every person and all the partners gave $1,000 a month, this ministry would be taken care of. Well, I just want you to know that we already do that. That's something this church already does. We already give $1,000 a month and more. And so I'm sitting there, and I thought, well, I want to personally get in on this. So, you know, I'm going to throw $100 at this. This will be good. But the Lord said, you need to add a zero to that. Now, I could have said, get thee behind me, Satan. Right? Or you can immediately obey what God says.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fully expecting a too much harvest over that. Yeah. Amen. A too much. I'm not trying to brag on what I gave. I'm trying to give you an example. Right. I'm sure we could go around the room and every one of you have an example of a time when you gave and you got back more than enough. Let me just see your hands. Who has given and you've received back a harvest? Look at that. Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, it's time to go into too much, and we're going to have it. Faithfulness is the key. Being faithful. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Do just what he tells you to do. And perhaps when it comes to giving, maybe you don't want to listen. But if you would, it's going to push you into too much. Amen? We have some too much testimonies in the house already. Amen. You're next. You're next. You're going to have a too much. You can start where you are. I started, I think, with $1. Then I started with $100. Then it went up from there. You start where you are. But listen, don't be a person who gives. Be a giver.
Oh, that's good.
Don't be a person who sometimes tithes. Be a tither. Be that person, because if you're that person, then you're connected to the too much supplier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that he'll just supply.
Yeah.
The Bible says that Paul said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. By his riches, not by your pocketbook, not by you, by his riches. But also, if you read into the context there, he's not talking about every Christian. If you read up there, he's speaking to the givers, the ones who gave. My God will supply you, the giver, everything you need.
Amen.
You can count on it. Amen? Father, we thank you for the tithe and the offering today. We thank you, Lord, that we're in the too much now. Now, Father, you just said a while ago, and I wasn't expecting that, but you said that. You said we were going to another level, and so I'm talking about too much for this. I declare too much comes in for every person in this room in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, brothers. And if you'd like to give via text message, you could give to VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. You can also give online. You can see there on our website how to give. And we bless you and we thank you for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm living in the overflow. That is really good. You're just giving Charity Gill a run for it. I'm telling you, just did so good. Y'all know who Charity Gill is?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see your hands. Know who Charity Gill is? Okay. We're going to go see her in April. She's going to be here in town. I think Brother Randy Phillips is bringing her to town. I think that's who it is, isn't it? Is it Matt? Yeah, okay. It's their people. Yeah. Life Austin. Yeah. Okay, let's go to John 10:10, something you're familiar with. Praise the Lord. You can get online and get your ticket if you want to come with us. But Deb is taking the praise and worship team and their spouses, so praise God. And I think they're going to let me go with them. All right, John 10:10. Are you blessed?
Blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. There's my point. Once again, God wants your life to be good. It is the thief. It is Satan. It is the enemy who makes people sick, who steals, who kills, and destroys. God gets blamed for it, and he did not do it. He can't give somebody cancer. He doesn't have it. He's not causing the accidents. It's the devil. It's the evil one in the world. God is good all of the time. It's not, stop blaming him. Stop falling back on that as an excuse. If you trust God, he'll see you through. Amen. He didn't do it. So why did Jesus come? Did he come to found a church, to build a church? Well, not the church. No, but did he come to improve on humanity or to give a code of conduct? No, he didn't do that. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what the scripture says. He wants your life to be more abundantly. Now, that abundantly is what we've been talking about. We've been talking about Zoe life. The Zoe life. And so today we're talking about God Inside Minded Part 4. And so we see when Jesus came to the earth, we see that scripture in John 1:4. Ronnie's going to put it up on the screen. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the light was the light of men. In him was life, and in that life is light. When God said, light be, and he spoke it, there was life in it. There was life in it. When God breathed into Adam, he's breathing into a mud pie, basically. Yeah. And he breathed into him, and he got the blood flowing. And there's life in the blood. He breathed life into him. He breathed God into him. Amen. So we're going to talk about this some more. And here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to work this out in your soul. How to work it out in your soul, because God wants you to have some heaven on earth. Man, I tell you, when I found this out, my whole life changed. Because I just thought, you know, God was, you know, whack-a-mole, you know. I might do good, you know, you just I'm going to teach you a lesson. That's how we grew up, you know. God's just trying to teach you a lesson. God's just, life is bad because God, and either I'm bad or God's bad or we're both bad or something. And none of that was true. When I found out he was good, there was just like this whole thing that came on the inside. This revelation came, and my life began to change, and life got good. It got good. I started receiving all of his promises. And so that's what God wants us to do today. So we're gonna work this out in our soul. You know, you are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Okay? And so you have to work these things out in your soul. And it's totally possible. But here's what we have to understand, church. It won't work if your body ruled. It won't work if your intellect ruled. And it won't work if your emotion ruled. We have to move forward and grow in these stages. Amen? And so here's Psalm 37:23 says this, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps, and he delighteth in his way. And so, church, even Jesus took steps. Jesus took steps. Jesus took the promises of God in the scriptures and permitted them to work out in his own soul. He got these promises. Just like I told you a promise earlier. What was the promise? God is able to provide every blessing in abundance that you may always have enough of everything and provide in abundance for every good work. Is that what I told you? See, that's a promise. That's a promise there. You have a promise. And so, but you have to work that promise out in your own soul. You have to decide that it's right. And then you have to, if I could say this, you have to eat that promise. You have to believe that it's right. You have to feed on it. You have to meditate on it. You have to digest it. And so this is what you do, though. You do it in steps. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Amen. So Jesus took these promises and he worked them out in his soul. So, and listen, this is why. Because his promises to us are not made of his own speculation, but because of his soul's discovery of the mind of God. He actually discovered these things just like you're discovering these things. That's why they had to come back and get him when he was 12, but he was still in the temple. He was discovering what the word was saying. He wanted to know. And so, but when he came into his ministry, he actually took steps and worked these things out. So Jesus is telling you today, this is not just something when I got to earth, I just did because I was God. No, he actually worked these things out. I hope you're getting this. And so Jesus developed in healing and in miracles. And that's what he wants you to have. Mm-hmm. Healing and miracles. Yes, he did. He did so we could do it. So we can do it. That's this new level we're talking about. Now, so what'd he do? Let's go down the line here. He chose the order of nature for his first demonstration. You know what he did? He turned the water to wine. That's nature. Okay? And then what'd he do also? He stilled the waters. So he's using the power of God, the anointing of God. He changed the water to wine, and he stilled the waves. And then what did he do? He walked on the water. Yeah. Okay. So he stepped up there, turned the water to wine. That worked. He stilled the waters. That worked. He walked on the waters. Okay, that worked. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he turned to the creative life of God. He fed the multitudes from a few fish and some bread. Twice. He did it twice. Some people think that's a repeating. No, he did it twice. If you look at the numbers, there was different numbers there. So he actually brought in a miracle of increase twice. Thank you for it, Lord. So Jesus then advances into the order of sickness. Church, I tell you, if you will listen to this, if you could make yourself just listen to what I'm saying, your life could change. If you just not sit here and try to think, this is just, you know, this is just church and I need to hurry up and get out of here. If you could just actually just listen, things could change. You could have a better life. So he turns to this creative life of God. He fed the multitudes. Miracles are creative. Am I right? Miracles are creative. They're coming from the Zoe life. They're coming from the eternal realm. Amen? All right. So all the miracles. Well, let's talk about this one first. Jesus advances then. He's done the order of nature, and now he's going to advance to the order of sickness. He faced nature. Right. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Now he's going to face sickness.
Wow.
So this is where he meets the mind of another that must be conformed to his.
Yeah.
Did y'all just get that? So he's going to have to find someone, and they're going to have to agree with him. That's what I'm trying to get you to do right now while I'm preaching. If you'll just listen to me, you don't have to believe everything I say, but you could at least listen long enough to check it out, right? But what Jesus is looking for is he's looking to see who will come in with him. Now, so what is the first thing he does? See, all of these miracles happen without another person's agreement. Am I right? That's how a lot of times people get miracles that don't believe a thing. But then there are people who use their faith and got miracles. You see it all over the Bible. Okay, so he's up for the challenge here. So first thing he does is he heals Peter's mother-in-law. Now, what was wrong with her? She had a what? Yeah, you said it. She had a fever. And so he heals the fever. Okay, that's the first degree of healing. Then he heals a blind man. That's the second degree of healing. He got his sight back. Okay, he got his sight back. Then he heals the lepers. That's the third degree of healing. Yeah, go read the Gospels and you'll get that. Then there was the blind from birth. This needed a creative miracle. So he steps into that. Jesus took, now listen, this is so cool. He took the dirt off the road. He took the dust off the road and he spat on it. So, you remember when you were a kid and you like didn't get it and you were like, what in the world does that mean? These kids get it. He took what we're made out of and put life in it. We're made out of dirt. I'm telling you, you're just a big old mud pile. But it's amen. But you're full of God, wall to wall. but so he spits on that and he puts it on the guy's eye. Okay, that is a creative miracle. He used the very thing. You see that? So he steps to that. He puts it on the guy's eye. In doing this, he does this. He finishes the work of creation.
That's right.
This guy didn't have it. So he gets the dirt out of the ground, puts it on his eyes, and finishes it.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? I hope you just got that.
Yeah.
He finished the work.
Yeah. Wow.
Can I tell you, whatever you were born without, God can finish the work.
Hallelujah.
The creative power is still here. All right. So then Jesus advances. He chooses then the order of death. So he raised Jairus' daughter, right? Now, what about her? She just died. She had just died. And remember, the woman with the issue came and held him off a little bit, but he had to deal with that, and he did. And then he comes on up to Jairus' house. Well, that's the first degree, okay? But then later on, he meets a funeral procession and raises a man who had been dead for hours. That's the second degree. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Then he raises Lazarus from the dead, who had been dead how many days?
Four.
4 days. That's right. That's the third degree, okay? So he's doing all these. He's growing. He's working them out, okay? Got one here. And now I know this. You are like, I don't feel it like you're saying it, but you need to. Okay, this worked.
Yeah.
Okay, this worked. Okay. He's working it out in his soul. The power was there, but he's working it out in his soul. Okay, okay, we're here now. Okay, we got this now. Okay, God used me in this now. Okay, God's going to use me in this now. And so then here comes the creative miracle. Lazarus is raised from the dead. Then Jesus advances. He chooses, he steps into the creative realm and announces his death. And he declares of life This is what he said now. Get this. I have the power to lay it down and pick it up again. Just as a side note here, in case you don't know this, the Jews did not kill Jesus. The Gentiles did not kill Jesus. The Romans did not kill Jesus. Pilate did not kill Jesus. Judas did not kill Jesus. Nobody killed Jesus. He had the power to lay it down. He gave his life.
Amen.
Church, when they came to arrest him, and they, you know, people in little shows and stuff act like five people came to arrest him. They brought on all of the police, the army, everybody came out there. And they said, "Are you Jesus?" And he said, "I am." And when he said, "I am," it knocked them all down. He had the power to do that. And he said, "No, I'm gonna turn myself over. I'm going to do this." And he told the Pilate, he said, "You can't kill me. I'm giving my life." That was free. I just wanted to remind you of that, that Jesus did that. Okay, so through a chain of successful abandonments, he does these things. He steps into this creative realm. He announces his death, okay? He declares, "I have the power to lay it down, pick it up again." Just want to pick that back up since I went out on a limb there. Through a chain of successful abandonments to God, we discover soul steps of Jesus. He's working it out in his soul, okay? So it's pretty good when you work through all those steps and you can end up resurrecting. That's a creative miracle. Amen. He could raise Jairus' daughter. He could raise the funeral guy. He could raise Lazarus. But the Bible says that God raised Jesus from the dead with the glory. Yeah. So the Godhead itself raised Jesus. Yeah. And he got to that. He could understand. By the time he got there, he could understand what was going on with him. He could see, look, if Jesus hadn't said he was going to do this, it couldn't have happened. He had to say it. Mm-hmm. Hello?
That's right.
You have to say it to get it. Praise the Lord. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every step was taken in reliance on the Word of God as the all-sufficient guide. He went back and read Isaiah, obviously, and found out that he was going to get tortured. He went back and read the scriptures and found out that he was going to give his life and that he was going to be raised again. He said, "I'll do it. It's written." So you can get in here and read these scriptures. Now, you're not required to die and raise yourself up again. That's already been conquered. All of this power right here, right now, is available to you if you'll just work it out in your soul. Everybody stand up. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Y'all are going to sleep, so thought I'd get you to stand up. All right. Praise the Lord. He worked out these promises of God. I want you to look at somebody and say, "He worked out the promises." Tell somebody else, "He worked out the promises." All right, be seated, please. Work out your sleep and stay awake. Amen. Now, he discovered the promise of healing by healing the blind, the deaf, and the lame. The promise of healing. He discovered that. He discovered man, the master, when he stilled the waves and turned the water into wine. He discovered the promise of supply by feeding the multitudes. So he's discovering all of these promises and working them out, and they're happening. Amen. What happened in that fish and loaves thing? Is it just this little boy just gave the fish, the two-piece fish dinner? He had been over at Long John Silver's, I guess, and he got the two-piece fish dinner. And he said, no, there's a whole lot more to it than that. There's giving involved here. there's the way, there was the order involved there. And Jesus worked all that out. You can work all that out in your life to where it works perfectly right for you. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I prayed for someone if they would get healed or not. Well, that's because you haven't worked that out yet, because what you need to understand is you can't heal a flea.
That's right.
It's God in you that heals people. So let me tell you this. When you're working this out in your soul, it's not for you to put a mark on your belt. Okay, I got that one. Okay, I got that one. Okay, they got healed. Okay, I got that. You'll become a legend in your own mind, and you'll end up falling. Here's what you're working out. You're working out that God can do it, that God can prosper you, that God can show you favor. You're working these things out of what He, by the power of Almighty God, what Holy Spirit can do in you. What Zoe can do in you. All of the eternal world can work for you right now. We're so limited to thinking, I got born again and now I'm going to heaven. But we can have some heaven on earth. We can have some finances on earth. We can have health. There are people who walk in divine health. You're like, well, it sure isn't me. Well, it could be if you would work this out.
Yes. That's right.
You have to work out the promises. You have to eat them and live with them and confess them. Amen. So that's what he's doing. I'm going to say it to you again. He discovered the promise of supply by feeding the multitudes. He discovered the promise of healing by healing the blind, deaf, and made the lame to walk. He discovered man the master when he stilled the waves and turned the water to wine. And I haven't said this one yet. He discovered Zoe, life ever present. When he raised Lazarus from the dead and the others, life ever present. Life is ever present with you. He gave his promises as discovered and demonstrated truth. He discovered them and demonstrated them. Now, two thoughts on that. Let's go here just in case somebody's really, really, really new at this. Well, you can't do that. Jesus is the only one who can do that. No. Jesus took off his royal robes and came as a man, filled with the Holy Spirit to show us Christians what can happen in our lives, that we can have the promises and that God can use us. He just didn't give it to Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin and Catherine Kuhlman and Benny Hinn and Brother Copeland and Gloria. He gave it. And it's not just for the preachers, it's for the church.
Right.
The gifts of the Spirit belong to the church.
That's right.
That's one. And then the second thing here is this. Discovered and demonstrated truth. And it tells us these things. Let me see if I can help you with it a little bit better. I want to think about this. You discover, you demonstrate the truth, and it tells us things are ours. They're lifted by the Word and the Spirit into our hearts. And let's try it again. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for showing me how to say it to make it easier on everyone. He gave his promises. They're discovered and demonstrated truth. And then he tells us, what's ours? That's the easier way to say it.
Yeah.
He found it out. I'll just say it like that. He found it out, and then he told you what's yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's easier. Yeah. I keep trying to put it in the now. I need to put it over in the other way there. He found it out, and then as you're lifted by the Word and by the Holy Spirit, then that Zoe realm, which is in Christ conscious realm, that anointed realm becomes yours. You got to be aware of it. Church, we're not trying to gain some kind of goal when we're asking you to worship God on Sunday mornings. We're trying to help you become conscious of a realm that will come in when you tune to the Spirit of God. And when you tune into that, he's able to do stuff for you. It's kind of like if Gabe said, I'm going to go over to Pastor's house. And when he got there, because I'm a good hostess, I'd start offering him something. If he gets in my present, Gabe, you want something to drink? He goes, yes. I make really good cornbread. Do you want some cornbread? Yeah, the staff used to say, Pastor's getting the blue bowl out. That's what Amanda would say. Pastor's getting the blue bowl out. She'd go tell everybody, he's getting the blue bowl out. She's going to make us her famous cornbread. And then, well, Gabe, do you want some of this? And then when you're going out the door, I don't know, I guess I'm like my grandmother. I finally had to quit doing this with the staff because I was overloading them probably. But they're going out the door. Do you want to take some such and such with you? Yeah, I don't know if you are like, but God's like that. Yeah. God's like that. Yeah. So, you know, yesterday I text Danny and said, I picked you up some six-gun chili mix. You know, that's how God is. I said, it's in the pantry when you want it. So Danny will have to go over and go into my pantry and get it. But that's because she wants to receive it. That's how you receive. You take it.
Yeah,
well, this is God's offering you all this. God's offering you favor.
Yeah.
He's offering you finances.
Right.
Why don't you just take them?
Yeah.
And he's offering you power to help other people.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But you work that out. You work it out by looking at the promises. You work it out. Jesus looked at the word and said, well, the word says I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he did. The word said I'm going to do this. So he did it.
Yeah.
Well, the word said he was going to do this. So he did it.
Yeah.
The word says I'm anointed.
Yeah.
So I am.
Yeah.
The word says I'm anointed. So I am.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that burden removing, yoke destroying power of God in my life. And you do too. You have power. Come here, Paisley. Come here. Paisley has every body part that I have, does she?
Right.
But she's going to grow.
Right.
Right? But Holy Spirit is the same size in her that he is in me. She doesn't have little Holy Ghost.
No.
She has full-blown Holy Spirit on the inside of me. But she will have to, and she may be more grown than some of you are, spiritually. Okay, thank you. Give her a hand, please. So, it's up to you. Don't go say, well, my mother and daddy didn't do that for me. That's that entitlement stuff. Well, I didn't have a chance. That's that entitlement stuff. That's what it is. Yeah, it's just junk.
Yeah.
Every person within the sound of my voice can be prosperous, can be healthy, can have favor, can live good, sleep on a good mattress, get well, help other people, have signs and wonders and miracles in their life if they want to. If you want to. I don't know how I could ever be like Benny Hinn was or whoever it is today. I don't know. Bill, how could you ever be like Bill Johnson? I'll tell you exactly how to be like Bill Johnson. Encounters. Host heaven. Host the presence of God. Get close to God. Know him. Work these promises out. Walk through them. Okay, Lord, we got this far. What are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? If he prompts you to pray for someone, pray for him. If he doesn't, don't. But become aware of that. Become aware of the promptings. You'll work these things out. But one thing I can tell you for sure, the word will help you work the things out. All you got to do is read them. Yeah. God is able to provide every blessing in abundance. Ronnie, can you put that up, please? 2 Corinthians 9:8. This is what he's able to do. This is what the word said he could do. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. All graces abound toward you. They're coming toward you. What was the song? Your goodness is running after me. Hesed wants to get in. Jesus was heseding people. He was keeping his covenant. And his covenant said he would provide for you. His covenant said he would heal you. His covenant said he would protect you. His covenant said he would show you favor. That's the kind of God you serve. Thank God you're not stuck in some religious church.
Amen.
Where they're telling you how bad you are and how you're never going to make it if you don't straighten up, and Jesus is mad at you right now. God's not mad at you. He's saying, come on. Well, that was what my next note said. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Some of the great Bible truths release us and make us masters and enable us to dominate and reign in life. The believer's authority will cause you to dominate when you understand who you are according to Ephesians 1. Where you've been placed in the universe, in the heavens and the earth, not just the universe. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of the truths are just untouched by Christians. They just don't know. They're still in the phase of, well, I guess I better go to church so I can be good. I guess I better go home. It's not going to make you good or not good. It's a blessing to go because you forsake yourself if you don't go. That's what the Apostle Paul, or whoever wrote Hebrews, said. There's just so much more. And it's not religion. I feel like I must be talking to someone out there. It's not religion. No one's asking you to get into a religion. No. This is life and life abundant. It belongs to you. If you're a born-again Christian, this is yours. It's not following a bunch of rules. It's just following prompts. It's following it's not legalism. It's just following the prompts of God. Turn here. Go this way. Don't go that way. Go this way. Say this. Do that. Rest. And then sometimes you're going to hear, stop it and shut up. But it's there. Amen. Now, so I want to say this and we'll close early. So, God is sovereign, right? But people misuse that. I know y'all know this. He is sovereign. But people use that like, well, God can do whatever he wants to do. So if he wants to slam you, he can. If he wants to break your leg, he can. That's a lie. He's the healer. He's the fixer. He didn't do it. He's not doing it, okay? But they use that sovereignty thing. Let me tell you how God is sovereign. God is sovereign in this. He gave us his word, and he won't change his mind about it. He set up a system, and he won't change his mind about it. And this is the system. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Seed time and harvest. Wow. That's the system. It's seed time and harvest. What you sow, you will reap. So go ahead and sow in with God. And if you mess up, command a crop failure over it and go on. You've got the mercy seat. Don't stay all in guilt about yourself. God doesn't want you feeling guilty. He doesn't see you that way. I don't know. I think I've been so bad. I don't know if I can ever straighten out. As far as Jesus is, as far as God is concerned, Jesus has already paid and you're straightened out. That's how he sees you. You just run up into that. Then you'll have a desire to do what's right, do it right because it's right. God's not trying to take people's fun away from them. He's trying to give them more.
Right.
Religion has done all that to people.
Yes.
God's not going to go back on his word. He gave you promises, and he's a loving father. He is not a child abuser.
That's right.
He's not going to hit you, slap you, make you sick, put you in a wreck, bring a tornado.
No.
He's not doing that. He gave you Zoe, the God kind of life. Well, what does that translate out as far as your personal life then? And I'll just mention this to you as we close. It translates out to signs and wonders happening to us, miracles for us, favor with God and man, promotion, authority, peace, joy. There, listen, scriptures concerning healing, there's about 500 of them. Scriptures about money are about 2,000.
Yeah.
So don't let false humility and religion keep you from God's best. Church, we need to become fully aware of what Zoe can do for us. The life and the light of the Zoe life of God is penetrating my body. Every cell has a door, pump, pump. And every door opens and receives the light and the life of God. And I overcome anything that is afflicting me in Jesus' name. God is truly on the inside of you. He's in there if you're born again. Your spirit is filled with God, wall to wall God. Release him by saying, and he'll begin to work for you. All right, listen. Jesus is an overcomer. So are we. The oak tree is in the acorn. Am I right? The oak tree is in the acorn. The DNA of breakthrough is in all of the past breakthroughs. You got that? The DNA of breakthrough is in all of the past breakthroughs. It's in you. It's in you. Okay? If breakthrough and victory happened once, it can happen again.
That's right.
But in a higher degree. That's what happened with Jesus. He started here. He broke through. He broke through. He broke through. He broke through. He broke through until he saved the world. How cool is that, Sandy? He saved the world. Those that would receive. Isn't that cool, Kevin? So that DNA's in you. The breakthrough's in you. You had the breakthrough today. Just breakthrough into something else. Just breakthrough. All you got to do is run through. The cool thing about breakthrough is once you break through, people can follow you through.
Oh, that's good.
People can follow you through. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, you keep advancing, and to work it out, literally come out with it in action. Do something, say something, start something. Do that. Just do something, say something. Just go. If you're like, oh, I'm just too embarrassed, get over your pride, first of all. But second of all, go in your closet and start saying something.
Yeah. Amen.
Religious people would hate what I'm about to say. And they hated it when I first said it. But when I was really young in all this, and I found out I could prosper financially, I started saying this. I have a lot of money now. 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 And what was I doing? I was changing my mindset. I was changing my soul.
Amen.
Now, religious people, they go, oh, what are you saying? That, blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Amen.
I did. Guess what? It worked.
Yes.
To this day.
Yep.
I said, this is before we met you. I said, okay, I'm going to try this. So I think I gave $2 somewhere. It's all I had. And I said, my pockets are filled with $100 bills. My pockets are filled with $100 bills. Knock, knock, knock. My brother-in-law comes to the door. Well, he called me Girly. Girly, I came over here. And I don't know why, but the Lord told me to give you $100. I said, thank you very much. And then my friend Vicky shows up and says, you know, she's real fast and fun. And she said, I just have to give you $100. She gave me $100. And it just kept coming. My pockets were filled with $100 bills. I always, to this day, carry an extra. Actually, I carry $200 bills because I carry one that never comes out because then I, quote, always have money. Right? Now, church, I have more money than that. But you understand what I'm saying. And then the other one is to give away whenever I see somebody or they need it. And then I also have some other money in there that I can give away. So now what did I do with those $100 bills? ask the Lord what to do with them. First of all, you give $10 to him because you tithe on it. And then what do you want to do with the rest of the money? Because is it mine or is it yours?
Right.
I hope I'm helping somebody.
Yeah.
This is the 101 basics. But maybe somebody needs to hear it, because some people are just, you know, they're just so, oh, the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. But money doesn't have me. I have it. It doesn't control me. I control it. And God controls me. And that's where you need to be. And then you don't have to be afraid of money.
Right.
You don't have to be afraid of it. It's a tool. It's the lowest power in the earth. Prayer is the highest power in the earth. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, we all need a hammer.
Yeah.
Or a nail gun.
Yeah.
Better. Mm-hmm. Right? Am I right? Java, we need a nail gun. You need a finishing gun, and you need one for framing. And okay, y'all don't care about that, but we do. But so anyway, it's just a tool. But it's a tool that you need to work this world system. I'm just trying to help somebody who's been religious about money. Get over it. Right. Well, you're just one of those prosperity preachers. Yes. I am. But we are not charlatans. We're not trying to get something from people. We're trying to get something to people. Amen. You don't want to give? Don't give. This church is not bound by that. This church is supplied by God Almighty. If all of you left today, and you won't, at least not a couple of people that would stay. if all of you left, there's only one thing I would need to carry on, and this is it right here.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. This and this. That's all we ever need. If everybody left you today, Jesus will never leave you.
Never.
If you're like, well, I'm broke and busted and I'm sick and I don't have anything, well, Jesus doesn't want you to stay that way. And if you have everything and you're doing good, then you know you're in the place right now where you can help those people who are broke and busted and need some help and need prayer. Amen?
That's right.
And that's who we're becoming. Amen?
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just come to me a couple of times that I need to tell you about this. So as we're closing, I'll just tell you. Years ago, Pastor John, who was our pastor, he's in heaven now, he and Ann were out on the highway, and there was a wreck in front of them, and the man was laying on the side of the road, and the man deceased. He was gone. And so Pastor John and Ann, he walks up to him, sees him, and sees that he's deceased, and he says, well, Father, thank you. Thank you that you've received him. And so he's praying along like this, and all of a sudden from behind him, little Ann comes running over and jumps down on the man and says, in the name of Jesus, live! And the man went, she raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
Now, that's in you.
Yes.
That's in you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now listen, it works on you. So while you're laying there dying,
whoa, wow.
Raise yourself up.
Yeah.
Talk to yourself. Yeah. Minister to yourself. Remember what Pastor Nancy said? She said, step over those things. Tread over that scorpion. Keep going. It's when you get in there and sift in it and live in it and live in the death cycle and you, that's all that's on your mind is your pills and your stuff and this and can I take my next breath and all that. Start looking up. Look up. Look into Zoe. Look into Zoe. And if you need prayer, come down here right now.
Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
look up, church. Look up. We've all done that. I've done that. You've done that. Don't have enough. Oh, this. Oh, that. Just stop it and look past it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise.
Who needs prayer?
Huh?
Okay, here they come. Thank you, Jesus. Get some Zoe. The anointing removes that burden and destroys that yoke. Amen.
Amen.
Time to receive it today.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, for all of these lining up, we speak the life and the light of the Zoe life of God. We call for a brightening. We call for a flash. We call for a breakthrough. We call for bodies to function to the perfection that God created them to function in Jesus' name now. 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 Now, Zoe. Jesus' name. Is the keyboard on? Anybody know if the keyboard's on? It is? Come on, Debbie, will you come up here, please? Thank you, Jesus. Just play a little something softly right here, right before we go. Father, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus as your Savior, maybe you don't know him as Lord. Maybe you've never received him. If there's anyone here and you want me to pray with you, I'll be happy to pray with you. Anyone here that's never received Jesus. It's this easy. I believe that you're Lord and God raised you from the dead. Come into my life, Jesus. That's as easy as it is. And then something happens to you on the inside. You change on the inside. You're born again. Your spirit comes out of death. Yeah, you literally resurrect is what you do. Born again by the Spirit. Anyone? So are we still online? If you're watching online, just receive Jesus today. Receive your healing today. Receive the Zoe life of God. Receive your finances. Receive your health in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You're someone out there and there's family problems, family problems, family problems. God has your answer. He has your answer. Seek him. He'll give you the answer. Someone out there has financial problems. He has your answer. We call those finances to you. He has your answer. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We bless you and praise you. Thank you, Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're here today and you're going to just step up into that new place that God prophesied, if you're just going to step up into that place, come down here. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to step up into that place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's that stepping up time, going to a new level. Wherever you are, you're just going to step up into it. You're just going to step up into it. It's time. You're like, where can you go from here? Oh, honey. We can go, there's so much more. We can go so high. Things can get easier. Things can happen faster. Things that Danny said this to me. This will help you. She said, I didn't have to grow up like you did. I didn't have to grow up in that era where it was so hard to be a woman preacher, where everybody was just nya, 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 nya. She said, I didn't grow up. I don't sense that. See, the way has been paved. A lot of this has already been pioneered. And most of it's been pioneered by Jesus. Right? And so you're going to have what you say. If you want to go up a level, you're going to go up a level. And we're going to have testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony of the glory of God in our lives. Amen. So, Father, thank you right now for all of these that are going up a level. They're going up into new places. They're going up in every area of their life, especially in the Zoe, in the anointing. We thank you, Lord, that their God-given dreams are no longer just dreams, but they're running like rushing rivers. In the name of Jesus, we declare they apprehend what they've been apprehended for. Anointing, increase now. Anointing, increase now on the people of God. Anointing, increase on the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I think that I'm the hungriest person on earth sometimes. I want it. I want to know. I want to know more. I want to know him more. I want to have him more. I want to use my faith better. But I know y'all feel the same way. Y'all, everybody up here feels the same way. I'm just going to encourage you. Dump all the shame. Dump all the guilt. Dump all the condemnation. Dump just how who you think you are right now and move forward, because God is calling you his best. He's calling you his best. And you're going to see it right early. Right early. Right early, Gabe. Right early. You're going to lead the pack. Right early. You know, the head dog has the best view. And we are the head. We are no longer slaves. We're not slaves. We're not victims. But you got to tell yourself that, and you've got to tell the devil that. The devil leaves when you tell him that. There's an old saying, don't let the devil ride in your car because he'll want to drive. It's a good saying. Get him out. Kick him out. Church, if he could have killed you, he already would have. He hates the word. That's why we get tested by him. But he loses. He loses. He tells God every day, you got a hedge around them. Yeah? We do. He does. He does. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything you've dreamed of, everything you've dreamed of. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Everything intact. Everything intact. I have a way to do it, says the Lord. I have a way to do it. You didn't know. You didn't know how we could do some things, but we can. We can, says the Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I hear this word. It's over. It's over and done. It is finished in Jesus' name. The light and the life of the Zoe life of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You know, I told y'all I was up at that church and that guy told me, he says, Miss Roxanne, I've never seen anything like this before, but I looked at you and your brain was lit up. I could see your brain lit up. That's the life and the Zoe life of God, because I've been meditating that. How many of y'all take vitamins? How many of you take them every day? Well, then you could take some Zoe every day. Take your authority, take your Zoe, and confess your promises. And look at the promises in the Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. You won't fall short. You won't fall short. It's all there. It's all ready. It's all ready. I have the little one. I have the little one. The little one's coming. The little one's coming. Tishkata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. New dreams. Brand new dreams. Old dreams coming true. New dreams. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Stepping up. Stepping up now. Stepping up now. Stepping up. You're stepping up. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Heaven's working with you. Heaven's working with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing's too hard. Nothing is too hard. Nothing, 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 nothing. Thank you, Lord. 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 Like two perfect arrows shot into the right places. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Walk right into me. Walk right into me, says the Lord. Walk right into me. There's change at hand, and you're going to walk right into me. In Jesus. It's not going to go even the way you thought it was going to go. It's going to be a lot better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are to God like Benjamin was. Like Benjamin was to Jacob. You are to God. You are son of my right hand. You are son of my beloved. This is who you are to God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The one that you've kept in the palm of your hand will be released. It's almost time. He will go free, and you will rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Position yourself for the best position ever. Get ready to function in the glory cloud. For as surely as I speak to you today, my glory shall manifest, and you will need to be able to stand and move and flow in the heavy, weighty presence of God in this corporate place. So drink heavily, my son. Drink heavily of the anointing, because I need you to function in the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a season coming. Debt freedom is on its way. Every bill will be paid. Every car will be new. And a home will manifest in the way that you so desired. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You and I have laid brick by brick, brick by brick, and now you will see that we will raise things up more quickly. I am on the scene, and it shall be, as you have worshiped me, that I will do what you've asked of me. I will do it, even starting in this hour, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Visions and dreams come on the scene. Visions and dreams come on the scene. Going to use you in a depth of prayer like never before. I'm also going to put you on the map as an influence. I am going to ensure that your prosperity level rises up 7 times what it is now, so that I can count on you and move you forward as we plant and plow. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You are a voice that has belonged in this awakening from the beginning. I will continue to speak. I will speak with authority through you. I will cause things to rise up. You've been my servant for years, but I'll cause new things to rise up now, and I'll place you in authority like never before. Be ready for it. Be ready for it. Be ready. I sing a song over you. I sing a song over you. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Look at God. Look at your GPS. Take the U-turn. Take the correction. Move forward. I'll show you the best way to go, the best future to walk in. Take it, take it, take it. I have done what I have done, and I will do what I will do, and I will show you more clearly the way that I have chosen for you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Power increase. Power increase. Anointing increase. Lay hands on the sick. Get a miracle. Get two miracles. Lay hands on the sick. Sing over people. Don't look at what hasn't been or what could be or what's fallen by. Just move forward. Just move forward. Just move forward. I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing increase now. You increase now, anointing. You increase in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anointing increase in the name of Jesus. Increase anointing. Increase now. Increase now. Remove that burden in the name of Jesus. Get that yoke off in the name of Jesus. Moving forward now. Moving forward. Higher levels in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Step out from that thing right there. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name, I thank you for eyes to see, even night goggles. He can see clearly. He can see clearly, and he spreads the light. He spreads the light. I hear this song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. That's your song. You can see clearly. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Prophecies from years ago that came forth out of this house will begin to manifest. Prophecies that came forth 20 years ago. Prophecies that came forth 15 years ago. Prophecies that came forth recently and a long time ago are coming forth in this house. They're coming forth in this house. We see the glory. We see it. We have it. We thank you for it. Yeah. Church, I've been prompted to say this to you a couple of times, and we're still right on time and we'll go. But Mata and Ronnie's children used to come to Victory. They moved away, but they used to come to Victory. You are standing right there together, the grandmothers. And Stacy was he's Mata's son, and he was a kind of a musician, kind of famous around here, famous musician around here, kind of like John Arthur, you know, what's his last name? Yeah, anyway, he was kind of like him around here, and, you know, and everybody loved him and everything, and he actually gave that up to supply for his family. And he went on and took a job, and that one's been prosperous. But I'm going to tell you two things. One thing is I knew them when they were broke. And that I knew some people that were sitting at lunch, and they gave them a couple hundred bucks or something. And that couple hundred bucks changed their lives. It turned something on in them for someone to give to them. Y'all hear me? Someone gave to them, and it changed their lives. And they've had wealth. And also, there was a prophecy that there would be a Grammy. And it looked like that would just be all gone because he gave it all up. But yeah, there were two Grammys prophesied. He gave it all up and for his children. And the guy has walked in favor. I taught him favor. God taught him favor through me. And he's walked in it all of his life. And he tells them, don't mess with my favor. I mean, he has it everywhere he goes. He's never stepped off of it. But what happened is he raised up a son. And the son has been picked up by people in Nashville. And they're songwriting together. And I'm just going to tell you, I bet you we're going to see some Grammys right there. Because it's been prophesied. Don't give up on your dreams. I can be just as happy if the next generation gets everything. Except the glory. I want to see the glory myself. I live because God promised me I could see the glory. But I want y'all to stand on our shoulders as the next generation and move into the greatest things that have ever happened in this earth. Men and women of God that do God's will. It's what we want. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we